Having a lead sounds great in principle, but unless you got the Konami code, it's little more than a branch on the Great Plateau. What I need is a rat, and luckily for me, I know one. I head down into the sewers, and I follow the trail of empty pizza boxes until I come across Francis Splinter Capelli, the biggest rat in town. Getting info from Francis is never easy. He has the shell of a turtle and the eye of a master painter. You need to speak his currency, so I grabbed a double pepperoni pizza on the way. Extra anchovies. I find him in his usual spot, so I approach. It's been a long time, Francis. How are you doing? He jumps out of his ratted chair and grabs his nearby cane. He looks truly terrified and attempts to hide behind his furniture.
Don't come any closer, and don't say another word. We are done. That was the arrangement. Now leave me alone!
Whoa, Francis. It's Harley. Your old friend, Harley.
Don't play dumb with me, sister. We are not friends anymore. Especially after you made me dish on John Gallagher's brother the other day. Said if I gave you some dirt, you'd leave me be. Now leave me be.
I have no idea what Francis is talking about. I'm as confused as everyone after watching Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. Why the aliens, guys? Why? I slide over the pizza and raise my hands in the air. See? Paying you as I always have. I just want information on someone named the Viper.
Where was this pizza 2 nights ago? Let's get lost. I don't want any trouble, and I don't want to get hurt again.
I now notice Francis has cuts all over his arms and face, and he is sporting a really bad black left eye. Who did this to you, Francis? Who hurt you? Francis begins to openly weep.
It was you! You did this to me! Go away!
I was left stupefied by his claim. Once again, it appears I have a boggart. Pleading my case to Francis would have done little to help my cause, so I left my card on a nearby table. I swear to you, Francis, it wasn't me. I have been looking for info on John Gallagher's killer, but not his brother. In fact, his brother is who hired me. Go speak to him yourself if you want. Give me a call if you change your mind. I leave the shivering rat in his humble abode and start to head up to the surface. As I exit, the smell of something acrid fills my lungs. I look around, but only see a hooded figure not 10 paces away, rolling dice against the wall.
Oh, look. Snake eyes.
Something about this person weirds me out. Like how Jamie and Cersei made babies, kind of weird. I push my fear out the window and approach.
That's far enough, Harley.
We've gone from incest to hold the door. I freeze in place like my steps have been counterspelled. Fear fills my mind and the hooded figure removes their cloak and faces me. I am frozen solid by my Vesuvian doppelganger and I am all tapped on blue mana. The hooded figure wears my face, but speaks in a different voice.
I've had my eye on you a long time, Harley. Clearly.
She admires her form like a chocobo does Gaishel greens.
I know everyone in this town born on July 31st. I know what makes them special. But you, nothing makes you special.
Her words cut deep like Sephiroth's Masumune. Pain fills my head, my mind clouds over, a squall of red flashes before my eyes, like a terrible Cid trip on Valentine's Day. The tides have turned, but you're not going to believe this. I can barely believe it myself. I see more death in 3 seconds than I have seen in my whole life. I ward my vision, but what can I do? This may be my final fantasy. Then, all of a sudden, it all stops. I hear my doppelganger walk away laughing.
Not today, Harley. I haven't finished with you yet. Vipers like to play with their food before eating it.
When my vision returns, I stumble out to the streets, trying to clear my mind. Cabs rush by me, barely missing me. I collapse in the middle of the road. It appears I have met the Viper, and he is a she. And she has more cards in her deck than I.
All Alright guys, that's the end of episode 2 of Harley Human. Really hope you enjoyed it. The voice of Harley is, of course, the one and only Tierlin Puxty. Guys, how amazing is she in this? The voice of Francis is my good buddy, Classy Don Diego. And the voice of the Viper, our piece's villain, is done by the devious Dan Hutton. Writing on episode 2 was done by Blair Beveridge with notes by Classy Don Diego. And graphics for the Harley Human podcast are all compliments of J.P. Rakath. If you are interested in subscribing to this podcast feed, you could find us on iTunes, you can find us on Stitcher, and you can find us on Podbean, all under WhoPod. That's H-O-O-P-O-D. And you can use the same name on the socials, Twitters, and Facebooks to find us there too. WhoPod is where we're at. All right, guys, we've got a few more episodes left of Harley's adventure. We've now met our villain. Look forward to see you guys next month. Take care. Bye-bye.